And good afternoon and welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching Show. I'm your host, George Evian, and it has been a bit since we have sat down and had a conversation, and I have filled you in on the things I'm learning, consuming, considering, taking action on, and I appreciate you continuing to listen, continuing to go to the YouTube channel and our podcast, and however you're consuming this content. This is up on YouTube, and so I am going to put that plug in there to go to the YouTube channel. Please click subscribe, please comment, like, share, do all that stuff that you're all accustomed to. And I really appreciate all the support that people have given to us. And I'm super excited about today. I don't have a script in front of me. I have a bunch of notes in front of me. I don't necessarily know where the conversation's going to go, but I want to fill you in on what has been going on with me, what my goals are, what I'm doing to reach those goals, who's included and involved in those goals and actions that I'm taking, and where I am today and how that might impact you and the things I'm learning. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm just sharing with you the things maybe I'm struggling with, the things I'm considering, the actions I need to take, the things I'm consuming from all these books I've been reading, from the podcasts I listen to, and the conversations that I'm having. I'm always considering this stuff, always trying to figure out how to level up and figuring out why I can't, to be honest with you. We are all afforded the same amount of time a day. We all have different responsibilities and different timelines that, of things we may need to get done, but you prioritize what's important. You prioritize what you need to get done. And if things are really important to you, if they bubble up to the top, then you will just plan for them. You'll schedule them. You'll review them. You'll hold yourself accountable to them. And there's time for everything. So I want to jump right into this. This book right here, we've talked about this book. If you're on YouTube, you'll be able to see it is written by Dan Sullivan, but with Dr. Benjamin Hardy. The book is called 10X is Easier Than 2X. We've talked about this book quite a bit on a number of our other shows that you may have listened to. So I'm not going to do a deep dive into this. I am creating a number of show notes and takeaways and lessons learned and questions that I have from the book. Luckily, Benjamin Hardy has actually reached out to me a few times on LinkedIn, and I've been able to exchange very quick back and forth. So I don't want to paint that I know him or that we're having these lengthy conversations. It's more just a thumbs up and a thank you and things of that nature. So what's this book all about? This 10X is easier than 2X. And here's all I'm going to say about the book, and then we'll move to where that puts me today. I read this maybe in the start of January. And it was this idea of, if you're going to 2X your goals, everybody should be able to level up at a certain pace and growth and progress for the year. And he labels that 2X. And in order to get there, in order to 2X your year, your goals, your dreams, your life, if you're going to 2X those things, there are so many ways to get there. So many ways. And so you're focused on so many ways to get there. To 10X your life, you write it down, all this sort of stuff, and you dream big, exactly what he says. But there's only so many ways to get there. So we talked about in prior episodes, 10Xing this podcast, this YouTube channel, whatever it is, and what that might look like. So you go from, 100 to 1,000 listens or downloads or, to 10,000, whatever it is. And how hard that is. And we talked about what that might look like. In order to 10X that, one, we've said the phrase, nobody pays for average. Nobody is paying for average. So it's got to be valuable. It can't be an average podcast. We got to give good content. We've got to be planning and thinking. We got to be working on how we communicate. We got to give you takeaways, like all that sort of stuff that we've talked about. We've got to have value. Nobody pays for average, and everybody will pay for exceptional and elite and value. So it's got to be that. Then the thing is, like, a cadence, a number of episodes. Like, if I'm going to get that many downloads or subscribes, whatever it is, there's only so many things you can do. It's got to be valuable. You got to have content. You got to get certain guests on. You've got to be able to then put maybe more episodes out if you're trying to get to a certain number for a month. All that. So all that's important. And that's kind of the idea of this 10X is easier than 2X and everything like that. So when I thought about that for the year, and I thought about what my year might look like, I just started writing names down. These are the people I'm going to connect with. These are the people that will be on my show. These are the people that I'm going to have conversations with. These are the people I'm going to take notes on and learn from. These are the people that I'm going to then have a conversation and consider their strategies and advice and counsel and guidance. And I'm going to go implement this into my life, into my family, into my teams, into my community. So I'm going to take all that and I'm going to get it out. So I put that all down. When we started talking about to hold the book up again, Benjamin Hardy, and having a conversation with him. And then we talk, I'm just pulling books up at this point, but they happen to be in front of me. Noah Kagan, what a great book. Million Dollar Weekend. How to Build a Business in 48, 72 hours. It's a great book. And then I've got, you know, this book that I just finished this morning, Hidden Potential, Adam Grant, The Science of Achieving Greater Things. So I put this list together. On that list is a gentleman that has been on my list for a while, and that is Ben Newman. If you've listened to my podcast or my content or have heard me speak before, we've talked about Ben Newman. He's a local guy here to St. Louis, super intense, super passionate, super great message. Does a great job of getting people, obviously, to their next level of greatness, as we say here. All that. But his name's always been on my list, always meaning the last number of years that I've been doing this. I have my online mentors, Gary Vaynerchuk, Ed Milet, you know, Andy Frisella, Ben Newman, Noah Kagan, Ali Abdaal, Jamie Kern, I believe her name is here next to me in one of these books. So those are the people I consume. Graham Cochran, who's a great guy and does an amazing job with his YouTube videos. So those people are my online mentors. And online, I don't know these people. They don't know me. I have run into Mr. Newman, Ben Newman, maybe 3 or 4 times. And he's always been super kind to me, and I'm sure he gets that a lot, right? This, keep in mind, Ben Newman is one of the top 50 speakers in the world, and he's a top 5 motivational mindset team development coach. Works with Alabama football, Michigan State basketball, Michigan State football, Kansas State football, all this. So I'm kind of giving you his resume. But here's the point of all this. A point in this book of 10X is easier than 2X is you've just got to be open to opportunities and keep your mind open to what is coming your way when you put it out there. I know that you could get into some sort of metaphysical type stuff and put things out there to the universe with these books that I've read about, you know, the secret and all this sort of stuff. But I believe in intention. I believe in being very deliberate. I believe in putting it out there, what you want, how you, you know, what is coming your way. It's this idea, and you've heard this story before about red car, blue car. How many red cars did you see on the way home from work today? I just drove home recently. I can't remember seeing a red car other than my own. Now, if I were to go out and drive back to work, or if I were to drive to go take my boys to a practice and I were focused on red cars, all of a sudden I see a lot of red cars. A lot. Because I'm focused on it. I'm looking for it. I'm intentional about it. I'm locked in on it. I'm driven by it. So I put these things out there. This is what I'm going to do and who I'm going to be. And this is who I'm going to kind of associate myself with. And this is who I'm going to have conversations with. And this is how I'm going to grow your business. But then at the end of the day, I believe in writing it down. I believe in seeing it every day. I believe in, I'm holding up my planner now, this Dead 3 quarterly planner that we're putting together for you all. Actually, it'll be on our website here. That's a subtle plug, isn't it? But I put it down there so I can see it. So it's real. And so I can keep it front of mind, and I can keep it locked in. Now, around this time, about a month or so ago, Ben Newman is putting together a workshop. A training, I guess, however you want to phrase it. And so I signed up and got information on it and read all the stuff because, you know, this is an online mentor of mine that I look up to, that has a similar interest, similar passion, similar, you know, I buy into it all. Alignment. I buy into it all. Okay. I buy into the intensity. I buy into the passion. I buy into the movement. Now, it's one of these things that I said in the application for me to be a part of this. Like, man, I dabble in all of this. This is a hobby in its truest form. Like, we just do this. I do this podcast to hold myself accountable, to meet people, to take this content that I'm consuming and to be able to put it out there so you may consider it, et cetera. But let me kind of put this on a little bit fast forward motion. I wound up being accepted into his program, and so we started today. So I spent this morning with about 40 or so other over-the-top elite high performers, all that. And I'm not sitting here flexing in any way, shape, or form that I'm one of those. I'm just saying I got accepted into that group, which is amazing. So we spent about an hour with Ben Newman today. At this point, I think I have all these notes, took 3 or 4 pages of notes as he spoke for 45 or 50 minutes. And I want to, over the next 8 weeks that I'm a part of this workshop, tell you what I'm learning, tell you what I'm considering, telling you how I'm getting better. So it might resonate with you. I don't know what I'm allowed to share and not allowed to share. So I'm going to be deliberate probably and not giving things away that maybe he may not want said outside of that group, possibly. I'm just trying to honor that and be aware of it. But this is the thing that struck me. And I'm not in any way suggesting that I know all of this at all. I'm 50 years old. I've heard a lot. I have grown up in an athletic space. Ben Newman has an athletic background. He works 30% of his time, he said this morning, is with elite athletes and elite teams in the college arena. And then 70% is corporate, he mentioned. So he's got that background, right? And I'm not suggesting I know all this stuff, but here's what a takeaway I had when I was driving to work this morning after this event is, you all know this stuff. You listen to this podcast, you know this stuff. You go listen to Andy Frisella. You go listen to Ed Milet. At your core, you know a little bit about everything that is being discussed. But for some reason, certain messages, certain speakers, certain content doesn't hit you to your bones to drive action and momentum and results and progress. That's why you have to continue to find the message and you have to continue to find the story. I'm not at all suggesting that everything Mr. Newman said today I've heard before, or I believe, or I'm executing it on, and it was just hearing it again. No, it's his message. It's his intensity. It's his passion. It's his thought through it. It's his organization. It's the workshops. It's the books. It's all this other stuff, right? So all of a sudden you hear this message of, from him. Like, I've used this phrase over and over and over again with the teams I work with. And he said it today. And I smiled when he said it. It's, hey, we're not going to do this till we get it right. We're going to do this until we can't do it wrong. And I was like, yep. My background in coaching, I'm like, yep, I've heard that before and used it. But when somebody you believe in, somebody that you're connecting with, somebody that has a different story to that, a different message to that, a different delivery to that, then it resonates with you different and it gets into your soul and your bones. So it's different. But what I want to be able to do is tell you what we're talking about, what we're considering, what the outcomes are. The outcomes are, I'm just going to put it out there, is to build a coaching business, flat out, 100%. Like, we got to, like, this is the phrase I'm using every single day with the teams I'm working with. And if you're a fan of the TV show Hard Knocks on HBO, I believe it's on, and they did the New York Jets this past year, love this phrase, using it every day, but it's all gas, no brakes. All gas, no brakes. We're going. We are going. The gas is down. There are no brakes. And our foot's down and we're going. And we've got to have that mindset. And we're trying to have that mindset with the teams and the people that we're coaching and leading today. So that's the outcome. So how do you build that business? We'll find out. How do you build a following? We'll find out. How do you build your content? How do you build your delivery? How do you build your stories? Because at the end of the day, maybe the things I'm saying, everybody's heard. And you all know it. We all know it. But why am I not taking action on it? I have heard that the first thing I should do every morning upon waking up is to probably get some water, get hydrated, put my shoes next to my bed, my workout clothes next to my bed, put all that on, check the weather, put my shoes on, and go outside and run 2 to 4 miles every day. And I know that. And there has been no story, no action item that has got me going on that yet. Now, have I significantly improved my morning routines? Absolutely. Is it me jumping up and running 2 to 3 miles? No, but I've heard it before and I believe in it. I do believe in that. So we've all heard these stories before. Here are the big bucket items that resonated with me today in these conversations with the presentation and what happened. Is this, he said we could use this, so I'm going to use it. This is a Ben Newman phrase, and I've heard it before. It's actually the name of his podcast, his YouTube channel. Maybe not the name of his YouTube channel, but you could probably find it through that. It's just called his burn, B-U-R-N, the burn. But here's what I liked about it, and here's my takeaway from it. I've got a book right here that I'm starting next. It's right here, holding up my fourth book of the show. Start with why. Simon Sinek. Love Simon Sinek. Love his message. Love his delivery. Love his intelligence. Love how he speaks. Love his how articulate he is. Love him. Maybe he'll be on the show. I need to add him to my list. So start with why. And Ben talks about, hey, purpose and why are important. Don't get me wrong. But his phrase is this, and I like this a lot, and he said we could use it. What ignites the switch? What ignites the fuse? What gets those things burning? What gets your purpose and why burning? What is it? Purpose and why. I can tell you, like right now, like my purpose and my why with where I work is to make sure that everybody I come in contact with, I figure out a way to make their job easier. Like that's it. What else do I do? I do all the software stuff and agile and safe and, you know, features and stories and releases and epics and blah, 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 all this sort of stuff to get software out the door in the cancer radiation therapy arena. That's cool. But what I really want to do, and I want to do that, not obviously cancer radiation therapy and the equipment that we build and how we build all that is very important. But what is also very important to me is that the people I come in contact with every single day, that I provide value to them and I make their job a little bit easier by being a little bit more organized, by motivating, inspiring, uplifting, making their jobs easier, doing more for them, and just making things lean and agile. That's what I do. Don't apologize for that. I'm not sitting around, you know, trying to figure out how to get a certain amount of user stories and points and features through the pipeline. So that's my purpose. That's my why. That is my why that kind of gives me juice at work. Now, but what lights that? What lights that? What is my burn to all that? What gets me up every day to go kick ass? So you've got to figure that out. And I'm telling you, like he challenged us. He's going to challenge us. He's going to ask for answers. And that will lead me into my second point here after kind of focusing on the burn for a second, if I don't forget. But you've got to be able to identify that. And I'm going to tell you, like he is right now is asking us. So as you're driving, I want to tell you what I'm learning and what I'm considering and what I'm trying to take action on. But I also want you to, if you're driving right now, get beyond your purpose and why. Is that important? Yeah, I do believe that's very important. But what ignites that fuse? What ignites it? What lights it? What wakes you up every day to go find that lighter and you just wake up on fire for your day, for your family, for your mission, your purpose? Like what lights that fuse? So I'm going to be honest with you. I could take the easy way out, and it probably is the easy way out, and it is probably a truth, no question. But my family is my fuse, or my family is that light that lights the fuse. Like 100%, we are family people. This household, it's all about our kids. It's about my wife. It's about our activities and opportunities and experiences and the happiness and the love and the appreciation. Activity, like friendship, community, like all that. That's what we are. That's 100% what we are. And that's probably it. I get that. And I'm not suggesting there should be something more important than that. There isn't. But you've got to figure, as you drive, think about what your burn is. As you're working out, as you're watching this YouTube video, you got to sit there and say, purpose and why is important, but man, what is the burn? What lights the fuse? What lights the fuse? So I would say this, and this just popped in my head. This may be a really bad analogy or story, but I went to the University of Utah, and right behind the university, it is nestled on the foothills of the Wasatch Mountains in Salt Lake City. It might be one of the more beautiful universities I've ever been to. It is phenomenal. And on the foothills of the Wasatch, it nestles up to a mountain that has a concrete U. Big. Like you can drive up there, you walk up there, you can hang out up there, and it is a big U. And no matter where you are in Salt Lake City, in the valley of Salt Lake City, you can always see the U. You can see the U. And when the football team or the basketball teams or gymnastics that they do really well in, when they win, they light the U. They light the U. So it all lights up like on the outline of the U. So if it's dark out and it's 8, 9 p.m. at night and the basketball, football team, gymnastic team just won, the U is lit and you can see it everywhere. And it may even flash. It may blink, something like that. So the idea, sorry for the story on that, but what lights you? See how I circled that back around? What lights you? What lights that fuse? What lights you? What is your burn? What is your, how does that position you into your purpose and your why? So here's the second point that I'm, these are my takeaways. And these are the things I'm considering that I'm giving to you for you to consider. The second point, and we all know this, and we need to be more deliberate with it, and we need to put it out in the front and keep it there and always consider it because you've got to hear a different story. And I don't know, I'm looking over my notes real quick. I know the word came up and I know that I probably said it a few, it was said a few times. And I'm sure that, here it is, that it was brought up. But it really resonated with me, even though maybe it was only brought up once, is accountability. We all know about accountability. This program is engineered in such a way that you are surrounded by greatness, led by greatness, consuming greatness in terms of content. What do you do with it? Why is it out in front of you? How are you leading with it? But at the end of the day, like we have all this great content at our fingertips. I'm looking around my desk here and all these books and YouTube videos and blogs and podcasts, like there's this content everywhere. At the end of the day, I'm just telling you how I am and who I am and my deficiencies and what I'm working on. I don't do a great, I can't, like I'm not some of these elite guys that can just hold myself accountable. So when the alarm goes off at 4:30, do I get up? Absolutely, I get up. I get up. Is my intention to go out and run 2 to 4 miles? I'd like to, but I ain't doing it right now. So I'm not great at holding myself accountable to the daily grind level, task level improvements that I can now. Are my morning routines significantly better? Am I holding myself accountable to that? Do I have momentum and a streak? And check boxes, absolutely, I'm doing that, 100%. But, man, when you're around greatness and great leadership and great organization and great content, there's a level of accountability for, like, a number of reasons. One, I may not talk, like, I will, and I don't mean it this way. I may not talk to anybody in that group, I will. But if I don't, right, I feel accountable to the group. Even if they don't know who I am, you're counting on me to do something. You're counting on me to deliver. You're counting on me to be great, even if they're not. You're a part of a group that may need you, and you don't want to let anybody down. There's a this book, and I'm not even going to get the quote right, but this Hidden Potential book by Adam Grant is really, really good. I highly recommend it. I'd suggest you go out and get it. You can find all these books on my website as well. This idea that I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let you down. And so I've got to continue to perform. Now, we will be connected. Now, if you're really connected to greatness and you're really connected to individuals that are on an elite level and you want to roll in that group and you want to roll with that tide, then you better, then they will hold you accountable to what Ben Newman said. Hey, like, I'm here to get you better. This is not verbatim what he said, but how I took it. Like, I'm here to get your tail better. And sometimes it may come across like I'm chewing your tail out, but I'm just here to get you better. So we've talked about this in the podcast. This did not come up in his presentation today, but this idea of being around people that will get you better, they better care about me, love me, and value me. Two, I hope they're knowledgeable. I hope they have a skill set that can push me mentally, skill-wise, attribute-wise, to the next level. And then three, what I've always said, and so I've got to take this medicine too, because I say it to my kids, man, coach me and coach them and coach us hard, hard. If you don't like me, if you don't care about me, if you're not that good and you don't have the skill set, or I'm sorry, the knowledge set, and you're not able to tell a great story to move me to my next level. And if you aren't at that level and I don't respect you, then you better not you better not come at me hard. Right? Because I'm out. But if all those other things are set up, so as you lead your teams, connection, knowledge, experience, wisdom, blah, all that stuff that we've talked about. Now it's just me. Coach me hard. Now, what's that look like? Tony Dungy, Bobby Knight, Bobby Hurley, or not Bobby Hurley, Danny Hurley just won a national championship at basketball. But accountability to a group. If you're looking to get to the next level, as I am, and I'm still like, this is a great accountability group. You know, it's like, you know, I've never been to an AA meeting or anything like that, but I believe you get like a sponsor, I think is what it's called. It's one of their tenets of recovery. Like, hey, you're going to have somebody that you need to report to that you're doing what you should be doing and that you are moving towards greatness, whether that's being clear of alcohol, or if that's getting up to run 2 to 4 miles, or if that's getting a deadline done, or if that's putting out a podcast. Being accountable. Let me tell you these other things that really hit me today that I'm consuming, that I hope you will take away. And we're going to try to wrap this up soon. I could do a lot of these because it's so good. It's so, listen, do what you can. Write down what you want to do, who you want to become, some ideas on how you can get there. And if you can't figure it out, go to ChatGPT and start typing, start talking, start thinking. But the reality is, figure out how you can be around greatness. He said 2 or 3 times this morning, iron sharpens iron. Figure out where greatness lies. Put it out there. Be a part of it. Consume it. And get better. But here's other things he said. I've got, again, 3 to 4 pages of notes, and we've only talked about 2 things. I like this phrase. This is not what I was going to say, but I love this phrase because it resonates with me, and I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal it for me, and you can steal it for you. But every night, you've heard this. You haven't heard this phrase. You haven't heard it phrased this way. But I just have always told people and the groups that I'm currently working with, and I say it almost every time I'm done working with them, when you put your head on your pillow at night, just think of 3 things that could have gone better, that you could have done better. 3 things you're grateful for, 3 things that you won on, and 3 things you can improve. 333. Don't steal it. It's mine. 333. 333. 3 things you're grateful for and people you're grateful for, 3 things that you won for the day, and then 3 things that you can do better. But this is, so that's not the phrase he used, but he said this: every evening, break down your game film. Now, he comes from an athletic background and he is involved with Alabama, Kansas State football, and Michigan State. And so film's just, if you're in the athletic arena, film is everybody review. Hey, let's go to the film. You don't think you did that? You don't think you did that? You did that really well? Blah, blah, blah. Let's go to the game film. Film don't lie. Your film doesn't lie. So then you come back to every night, man, just review your game film. So it's, what did we do well and why? What did we do well and why? What can we get better at and how? What can we get better at and why? What did we fall short on? Where are areas for opportunity? Where are opportunities for improvement and how? Why and how? Got to be able to do that. So here are the other things, and we'll wrap it up. And he has said this over, and I believe we've said it here on the podcast, but this idea of standards over feelings. And that is just that is right on top of it. Standards over feelings. So what this, he did not give this example. I've heard this example from him in another podcast or another YouTube video or something like that. And I'll tell the story really quick. We've said it before, but the idea that when, and I might not get the names right, but Jalen Hurts was the starting quarterback at Alabama. he was killing it. He was going to be an NFL, and he is in the NFL, and he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL and all that. But then he got replaced in the national championship game. He gets replaced by Tua. I'm hoping I'm getting the story right. Tua goes down and lead. They were playing. They were not playing well. They were behind. They were going to lose. Tua comes in having not played the entire season, and he throws a touchdown. I believe it was against Georgia in the left end zone. The guy catches it. Bang, bang. End of game. Alabama wins the national championship with Tua. They go into the offseason. Two great quarterbacks. One that won 12 games for you, I believe, and one that won the national championship. But Tua, the backup from a season prior that came in and won it, is the starter. So Jalen Hurts spends the entire season not playing ball. Tua does. They may, I don't remember how that turned out for him in terms of them winning another national championship or not, but how would you feel if that were you? This is coming from Ben Newman. How would you feel if that were you? And I've used this in some of my talks out in public. How would you feel? Would you sabotage him? Would you talk bad about him? Would you be bad in the quarterback room, in the team room? Would you be bad in the weight room? Would you be bad in the locker room? Would you try to do everything you could to sabotage that dude who took your job? Would anybody fault him? Now, what are the standards of Alabama football? And I think the phrase that they said, and this may fit in with it, I believe it was kind of along these lines, but, you know, how do you show up? How do you show up? And that's how Alabama football runs. Like, you got to show up caring about the team. You got to show up caring about your teammates. You got to show up with a brotherhood. You got to show up being the best version of yourself. You got to show up ready to compete, ready to give everything you have. You got to show up wanting to get to your next level of greatness. But what about your feelings? That guy took my job. So the standards of the program trump the feelings that he had. They trump them. The feelings don't win. And you have to, one, just to, why Alabama football is probably great. And why Ben Newman's probably, not probably, why Ben Newman is great. And why these speakers are great. And I'm going to kind of piece this stuff together. But you have these standards. And do you think the coaching staff, Coach Saban, all these people at Alabama that have built and delivered and executed and demand that standard, hold you accountable to that standard? They hold you accountable to that standard. So they lay out the standard. They probably sit there in recruiting and say, man, this is the best place to be. But if you don't uphold the standards, and if you don't live those standards, and if you don't breed those standards, and if you don't buy into those standards, this is the worst place you could possibly come, because we will be in your ass. Probably. You have to know what you're getting. Now, if you want to not go to class, if you want to not work hard in the weight room, if you want to be disrespectful to women, if you want to be late to meetings, if you want to not run down, you know, your blocking and tackling and running assignments, whatever it is, like, this isn't the place to be. So they're accountable to those standards. Okay. There's so much more that we'll get into. I could probably do an episode tomorrow about it. I don't know. I'm being honest with you. I'm not sure what I'm definitely haven't shared anything that Ben Newman wouldn't want us to share, but those are my takeaways from day one. Unbelievable. It's this idea of putting it out there, what you want, the goals you have, the dreams you have, the people you want to run with, the people you want to mentor you, the people you want to consume content from, the people you want to learn from, and putting it out there that they're going to come and you're going to be looking for the red car. I'm looking for the red car. And they're out there every single time I drive, but I'm never aware of finding them. And then associate yourself with that elite group that will hold you accountable to the standards you have, to the standards the group has, to the standards the organization has, and get to your level of greatness. So I'm going to fill you in as this continues to go on. If you're on YouTube, do this for me. Right below this is a subscribe button. And we don't have this organized that well, although one of the books I've read is the secrets of YouTube. And it was a really good book on how to use YouTube and what to ask for and how to put things together. And we're trying to do all that. We're trying to 10X this. So kind of the infrastructure and the use of YouTube is part of that, but also on the podcast, if you could like, comment, share on this. But surround yourself with greatness. Set your standard of greatness. Hold yourself accountable. And if you can't, find a group and people that will. And put your goals, dreams, ambitions out there and execute and stack those days and execute on those plans and get the results that you want. Please share, comment, like on this. I appreciate your tuning in if you've made it this long. And please, thank you for subscribing to this and liking this and all that sort of stuff. And please look forward to putting this together for you for the next episode. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you.